start and say a few words to contextualize this. Otherwise, it's a bit too abstract, maybe. When Gerhard invited me to come here to Sokolovska, I was, of course, challenged. But I said, it's impossible. I can't do a work for a place without being at the place beforehand. And he said, please, make it possible. So, and then I said, okay, give me some information. So, and I got some pictures and some satellite images. And I saw, at least there's water. So, and as I'm right now super interested in water, I said, well, that connects somehow to the topic of time, like what the festival is writing over this edition this year. And I made the proposal like to bring something I developed actually last year for a project in South America, in Uruguay, where we were doing a research, an artistic research in the old port of Uruguay, which is basically one of the most polluted bays in whole South America. There's a lot of industrial waste going into that bay, and there's also a lot of kind of untreated water from the city going into that bay. You can really literally see the assholes of the town where the shit is going into the ocean, and people fishing there because the fish go where the shit is. So, but they're not fishing for fun. They're fishing there for living, to eat something. So, and I was really deeply impressed by this obvious water pollution. And I started to think about water as a medium and as something which is, of course, necessary for us. And I developed a little device there. It's basically a modular synthesizer, but it sonifies different water quality parameters. So parameters you use normally to say like how bad water is or how good it is, if it's drinkable or not. And the danger with something like this is always that you aestheticize something like that. But it's also like a way to give a different understanding of what is happening around you. And it functions as an interface. When you go with that somewhere in a public space and put it out there, people come and ask what you're doing. These strange things in the water making some strange noise. And for me, it's always a point to start to talk about these issues. So I'm happy afterwards to tell you exactly how that works and what parameters are in there. So, but that's not necessary right now. A few more words. Actually, we were planning to have the setup in front of the building. Because when we were talking about the project, that Sokolovska was probably founded because of these rivers, and the springs are very close, and the history goes back very long. So the city grew around these little river. But one other small river is actually going right underneath the building. So the water is coming from up there, and from up there, and from up there, it goes right underneath the old building. So we couldn't go there because of that, it's kind of very unstable ground. So we were sent here. Still, yesterday, I was not really happy, and I said, well, still, strange proposal to come here with a project developed somewhere else. And when we heard the news today from what's happening in the river Oder right now, which is basically the border between my country and your country, so it became all of a sudden a different meaning. So, and all of a sudden it felt right to have the project here. And also, like, some of you might know what this house is here. So this house was the house where the dead people were kept, so for a moment. So, and all of a sudden, like, this place became something very charged, very loaded for me. Anyway, not much more words. I brought you something. This is water test stripes. I will pass it around. There are plenty in there. Everybody can take one. But don't forget, make a picture of the indicator list here so you can test your water at home. I pass that around. I have something else to pass around. You have to be very cooperative with that. It's another water. So I thought, like, well, You have to help each other and to share. I will pass that around this way. Thank you for coming down, and thank you Gareth and Susa for making this possible, and thank you to the amazing team, and thank you to my family who helped me setting up here.
Czy wszyscy są pełnoletni, przepraszam?
Tak.
Dźwięk nagrywaj cały czas, ok? Bo niech to sobie leci, a bo to no zobaczymy co tam wyjdzie, nie? Ale no myślę, że nie wiem czego się tu jeszcze spodziewać, bo jest wszystko. Jestem w szoku.
Co?
No, okej. Okay. A tu jesteś od początku?
Byłem jeszcze przed.
Aha, okej, okay. Spoko. No to fajnie.
O, jest jedna osoba, co tutaj chce.
Nie, no też podam jeszcze.
Chciałem, bo tak.
Właśnie w tamtą stronę do ciebie.
Właśnie jeszcze.
Widziałem. Przeczekałem ten moment. Widziałem zagrożenie. Jak pan tutaj sobie sanifikuje?
Coś nie podoba, nie?
Nie wiem, ile jest syntezatora modularnego.
Nie wiem, ale coś w rzeczy tam jest? Jakiś mikrofon, tunik, coś?
Nie wiesz.
Tam coś masz tam.
Ja myślałem, że właśnie że się ludzie trochę zjadą w sobotę, nie?
Tak. Tak.
Ale jakoś tak jest kameralnie w tym roku. Fajnie.
No, no fajnie.
Thank you.
Od artysty. Nie trzeba.
Przeczytałem ten moment. Widziałem, że prezentem.